All right. Well, that didn't go so well.
That's one way of putting it.
That's, yeah. So we lost the Cowboys, expected the injuries a lot. We went to the Rams game. We had a good time. But
if you want to call it a game.
If you want to call it a game, we went to the event at MetLife Stadium where some football players were there.
Oh, boy. It's been a rough 2 weeks.
It's been bad. I don't even want to talk about the games. I really don't.
Injury bug has hit New York.
Yeah, I really don't want to talk about the game. But overall,
well, we have to.
Where do you think we are right now? Like, just overall, just break it down. Because I really don't
want to. Top five pick? Top five pick? That's where I'm thinking we're at right now.
And the Bears pick, even though they're playing pretty well.
Yeah, but I think we'll still have two top 15 picks. That sounds right. Because I don't think the Bears
but playoffs. I just think it's over for Gettleman. Like, there's no way he can go back.
Yeah, if he comes back, I'm just
– it's not possible.
It's disappointing, bro.
It's not possible. Judge might be done too. I know it's like injuries and stuff, but it's hard to bring in. Yeah, it's hard to bring in a new GM when you have, like, you know, the coaches already picked. A lot of GMs like to pick their own coach. And I thought when they fired Shermer, they should have just got rid of Gettleman too. And, like, you got to clean the slate when it's something like that, unless the GM is very well established. Like,
yeah. Which he's not, Gettleman.
Gettleman is not. Took the Panthers rocks to like one Super Bowl, but
yeah.
That was a fluke.
All right, so 44-20 against the Cowboys, 38-11 against the Rams.
Just injuries, man.
Cowboys game was just it all chalked up to injuries, I think, is the biggest part.
Dallas and the Rams are better teams, but could have been more competitive, especially coming off the win.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we see Danny Dimes got a concussion. Saquon was hurt. Galladay left the game. Shepard and Slayton were still out. This is all against the Cowboys. Andrew Thomas didn't play.
Yep. All in one game.
Brutal. It was terrible. That was hard to watch. But the Cowboys are a better team, like you said. They're offensively, they're just so good. And they just picked apart everything.
If you're wondering who didn't practice today for the Giants, Saquon Barkley, out. Kenny Galladay, out. John Ross, out. Caden Smith, out. Kadarius Toney, out. And Andrew Thomas got put on IR. So
who is playing this week for the Giants? CJ Board out for the year.
Out, broken hand, out for the year. I guess Shepard's playing. Yay.
Who the hell is playing wide receiver? Who?
Shepard.
Colin Johnson.
Colin Johnson.
That's about all I can name.
I guess Evan Ingram's still there. Yeah, they're just in a I don't know what it is. I mean,
they didn't practice today. We still got.
No, I know. I'm not saying. I'm just pointing it out. Like that's very, very tough. I mean, Tony's probably out.
No, Tony could probably come back. No.
No, I saw he's probably out this week. One week.
Galladay's probably not playing.
I don't know. Yeah, Galladay's probably out.
Saquon could come back. I don't know the status of his injury, but he could come back.
We just need one of them to come back. We need bodies.
Somebody, bodies. Jesus Christ. Somebody.
Bodies on the field. and surprisingly, the Panthers are only favored by 3 points.
Well, because CMC's not playing. And true, Sam Darnold has regressed.
Yeah, from 3-0 to 3-3. That's crazy.
Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones now have the same touchdown to interception ratio at 1-1.
What is Sam Darnold? How many touchdowns
did he have? Six touchdowns and six picks. I think five of them are rushing.
Yeah, no, they probably are. Oh, like six total touchdowns?
Six total touchdowns and
oh, I think you meant passing.
Five rushing and with good. And five of those are rushing touchdowns. Which is a little like I'm not odd, but like it's just weird to see from a quarterback. Yeah, right. Kadarius Toney doubtful. Saquon questionable, Slayton questionable, Caden Smith questionable, John Ross questionable, Thomas is on IR, Kenny Galladay don't know the status. Let's see full injury report.
Let's see. Probably what's, not good. What is it? Is he gonna play?
Hold on, I gotta scroll all the way down.
This is just tragic.
It really is just tragic, man.
I don't even know how to describe it. Like, where do you go from here?
What do I don't you really do? Know. I don't know. So. Ross Smith, Slayton, questionable, yeah. Galladay's questionable, not spotted at practice. Andrew Thomas, IR, CJ Board, IR. Ben Bredesen is questionable. Danny Shelton is questionable. Blake Martinez, IR, Nick Gates, IR.
Not a fun time. I don't honestly, not even just
who is playing wide receiver?
Not even just this year. Like, what do you do from here? I don't even know. You just have a ton of guys under contract, like big contracts, and it's like I don't even know if you can trade them. I don't know what you do.
You can't trade Galladay. Saquon.
Trade Williams.
I'm hearing rumors that Saquon will get traded.
Yeah, it kind of has to.
We'll be shopped around.
I mean, how can you not? He hasn't been.
He's helping. Literally the heart and soul of this team. I don't know how you can trade him.
I love Saquon, but if you look at all the really good teams, they really don't have a stud running back except for Tennessee.
I bet he goes to Arizona. I bet you like $100 that if he does get traded, it'll be to Arizona.
Listen, if we get a first round pick for him, that's like a blessing. Like, I don't even think we'll get for that.
One, we're gonna have to get. If you want Saquon Barkley, you're giving us like a stud.
Dude, Saquon has played player. In like four games in the last like
two I don't years. Care. He is a top five running back when he's healthy.
Obviously he is, but he's never healthy.
I don't care. I want a stud offensive player.
I mean, I do too, but
stud offensive skill player.
Realistically, and if he has minimum had a full two first season, round picks. He'd be worth two first-round picks. Right now, I think he's worth like a second or a third. I really do. I'm a Giants fan, and I'm saying that. That's he's just a bit not of a healthy.
Stretch.
He hasn't. He coming off a torn ACL, and he's still not healthy. Past three seasons, he's had a pretty major injury: high ankle sprain, low ankle sprain, torn ACL.
Like, I still think he's worth at least a first-round pick.
When healthy, he is. When healthy, but he's never healthy. It's the same thing with Odell. Look, we all thought Odell was worth like a lot, and it really didn't get that much for him, to be honest with you.
What are you talking about? We got a lot for Odell.
We got one first round pick and a like a player who was a late first round pick.
We got Peppers. Who else did we get in the trade, to be honest? I don't know.
They drafted Dexter Lawrence. And Odell was healthy at that point, coming off a healthy season.
Yeah, but now Odell's just soft in Cleveland. But
anyway.
I don't know. I think he'll probably get traded at the deadline.
At the deadline, no. After this year, yes.
I don't think
the Giants do anything at the deadline because then Gettleman's probably gonna trade for someone. Bring someone in.
Yeah, did you see the thing I sent you the other day? Dave Gettleman is looking at was close to trading for Kyle Fuller, the cornerback on the Broncos, who was just released by the Bears. And then maybe that was
they need brother. To fire him today, this day.
Yeah, no, he's
no, but if they lose to the Panthers,
it's not even funny.
They got to fire him. Like, they have to. You got to start looking now. You can't wait.
But I don't understand why he's still there. Like, what do they see? They're overpaying. They overpaid They overpaid for Galladay. They overpaid for a Dory Jackson who has he done anything yet this year? Absolutely not. They overpaid. They might have overpaid Leonard Williams. I think they probably did.
But you have to if they, that one I let slide.
They signed Mike freaking Glennon to be Daniel Jones's backup quarterback.
They brought in no offensive linemen.
None. I haven't drafted an offensive lineman.
They actually lost one. They lost Zeitler.
Who's good? They traded Zeitler. They let him walk.
They cut him.
Yeah, they cut him. They're your best fucking offense. Yeah, they cut him. It's their best offensive lineman. They let him walk. Are you serious? Get out of here. Like, what are you doing? Why would you cut him?
And listen, I love Tony. I think he's going to be great. But why are you drafting wide receiver when you signed Kenny Galladay and John Ross and your offensive line stinks and your defense of line stinks? Like, why are you doing that? I don't know.
There was literally only two possible places you could go, and it was offensive line or defensive line, and you picked wide receiver, which we were set at before the draft. You had 3-4 solid wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, you can't predict injury, so, yeah, but I agree. It's like – no.
But I don't understand why – you don't just draft an offensive lineman. You don't draft a defensive lineman. Your two biggest needs at the moment, at that point in time.
So, no, I really don't know how to fix this team.
Are you frigging kidding me?
I really don't know how to fix this team. I mean, you'd probably have to get rid of a lot of the guys. Guys we both like.
Yeah.
You'd probably have to get rid of Peppers. You probably have to get rid of Bradbury. Like, you can't just keep all these big contracts. Like, I love those guys, but. You can't – how are they supposed to build an offensive line if they're paying all these guys?
I don't know. It's ridiculous. If they don't take an offensive lineman with at least one of the two first-round draft picks they have this year, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, I'm going to go berserk. I don't care if it's at 5, if it's at 5 or if it's at 15. I don't care. Just draft an offensive lineman. It doesn't matter which pick you use it on, but you got to use it on at least one.
They might have to draft the quarterback. Daniel Jones, I don't blame him for the Rams game at all. I kind of do, but I don't. You give him the rest of the year. Like, I think that's kind of – you see what you have the rest of the year. And because some guys will get healthy, like Galladay will come back and Saquon will come back. So you kind of – judge him a little better. But I think Gettleman should be gone and you give Joe Judge and Daniel Jones the rest of the year and you kind of see because they had injuries last year and they kind of like rallied together and rattled off some wins. If they don't do that again, like I don't see how you bring Judge back.
I don't think you can bring Judge back. Honestly, I don't. I really like Joe Judge, He's not proven to be the guy that he told everyone that he would be. Plus, he's losing players in the locker room now, too.
Definitely. I mean, I feel like I'm looking at this, their schedule. I know we've looked at it before, but Panthers, they honestly should win this game because they don't have McCaffrey. And then they play the Chiefs, Raiders, and Bucks. They're probably going to lose all of those. They really should beat the Eagles twice. They should beat the Bears. They should beat the Dolphins. And they should beat Washington. They just should. Like those, and if you don't win all those winnable games, and maybe surprise the Cowboys and get a win or the Chargers or something, like if you don't do that and at least finish with like 7 wins, like you're gone. Yeah. He's got to be gone. They can't win 2 games. You can't go backwards.
I'm going to say it again. This week is hard, maybe, because they don't have McCaffrey. But again,
but we don't have like everyone.
We don't have anyone. So Chiefs, probably a loss. Because I only say probably because they're not playing like the Chiefs, but it's Giants against the Chiefs, so probably a loss. Raiders.
If you get healthy.
You get healthy.
Playing the Raiders. They're not playing as well right now. I mean, they won last week.
But. Yeah. Healthy against the Raiders, I think we have a decent chance at that game. Giants, Bucks, that's a loss. Eagles, I think we probably win that game.
I mean, they should at least – honestly, other than the Bucs and the Chiefs, they should at least beat competitive and maybe lose by like 3 or 7 in every one of those games, including the Charger and Cowboy game.
Yeah.
Like maybe they give up a lot of points to those teams, but you got to score. Like, yeah. You got to score some points.
They don't fucking score. They get every game. They get our hopes up. They get down the field on the first drive of the game. They get into the red zone and then don't score. And they kick a field goal. And it's like, all right, well, at least they're moving the ball, and then they'll get past the 45 for the rest of the game.
When you're 1-5, and they're probably going to be like 1-6, 1-7, whatever, going forward, you just got to go for it in that situation. You just got to go for it.
By the time they hit the Eagles. When's our bye week?
Right after the Raiders. So we play the Bucks on Monday night off our bye week.
Yikes.
I cannot wait for our bye week, but I guess
bye week. Someone's gone. It's Garrett, Judge, Gettleman. I don't care. One of them is gone. It has to be.
I mean, I hope it's Gettleman out of any of them. Like, I'm scared he won't be gone. Like, I'm scared they're just going to blame Judge.
5 years that he's not going to be that he's has to be gone, but he's still here.
Still here. That's why I'm scared.
Still here.
Fired. Judge, and even Garrett. Garrett's been okay at some times. I don't think they should keep Garrett, but I don't think you fire Garrett in the middle of the year. Or Judge. I think Gettleman gone. Has to be gone. And we'll see at the end of the year, but I don't like bringing in a GM that, like, can't pick their own head coach. And I like Judge, but I just think they messed up. He's not the guy. They messed up. You have to get rid of your GM if he's not doing well. Like, you can't just pick one, like, keep the head coach, keep the GM. Like, you kind of just have to go clean slate and, like, rebuild the team. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's all right. So, who are you taking? Panthers or Giants? Giants are at home. The game is at 1 o'clock.
I can't even I'm picking the Panthers. I can't even go with the Giants.
I can't anymore. Even.
They don't have team. Anybody. They literally have nobody.
It's just Shepard.
ESPN's doing us a favor and giving us a 43% chance to win.
I guess because how bad the Panthers have been playing, but yeah, that's crazy. I think it's more like a 25%, but
probably.
Thursday night football, Broncos at Browns. Baker's out. Odell might be out. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are out. They're in the same boat as us. I feel bad
for them.
Except they're 3-3. And they're bringing everyone back next year. So this is kind of just a lost season.
Yeah. I'm taking the Broncos.
Yeah, I am too. I feel bad for the Browns, though, because I thought this could be a good year for them. I mean, they played very well this year. All right. Bengals at Ravens, divisional game. Bengals surprisingly 4-2, and the Ravens are 5-1. I think they have five straight.
The Ravens. What?
They have five Bengals. Straight.
Sorry,
you're taking the Bengals.
The Ravens. Yes, I think
they might have won 5 in a row. I'm gonna take the Ravens. Chiefs at Titans. Titans with a good win. That was a good win against the Bills. That was a great stop.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry.
I'm taking the Titans again.
I'll go Chiefs.
I don't think anyone can stop Derrick Henry, especially with the Chiefs having the worst defense in the league at the moment.
That is a fact.
But, I'm going to take Derrick Henry.
Wow, the Chiefs
over 120
Chiefs
yards.
Are 5.5-point favorites. That's crazy.
Yeah, probably because it's the Chiefs and ESPN just, you know.
No, this is Bleacher Report, but still, yeah, everyone like is on the Chiefs. I'm trying to see, are there any injuries or anything? No, I guess not. Okay. Falcons at Dolphins. Wow, this is Deshaun Watson close to being a Miami Dolphin.
Really?
Close. I saw, and if you go on Instagram, you'll see it. Supposedly a trade will be done this week. Supposedly.
Interesting.
I mean, he's probably not going to play this year.
Where did you see that on Instagram?
It was on Bleacher Report, I think. I'll send it to you.
Bleacher.
But right, I'm going to go with the Falcons. I think they're kind of underrated.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins just because I think they'll bounce back.
Just because they're getting Deshaun Watson. No, yeah. They're 1-5 too. That's a really disappointing team, is the Dolphins.
Yeah, they were supposed to be a playoff contender.
Yeah. Jets at Patriots. Poor Zach Wilson. Patriots.
Poor Zach.
He's going to be seeing ghosts. Yeah, 4 picks the last time they played. Washington at the Packers. Sorry, Heinicke. Sorry.
Go, Pack, go.
Aaron Rodgers with the I still own you. I still effing own you against the Bears. Like, even I like that. Even
savage.
I
like that. He's so good.
I was savage. Eagles at Raiders.
Raiders. I'll never pick the Eagles.
Yeah, I was about to, but I was like,
not even that. I can't see the Eagles winning this game.
I could. I really could.
Actually, that's a lie.
Just with the head coach thing.
Yeah, but the Raiders still played pretty well this week.
Yeah, but new head coach, new energy, and then you kind of come back to earth. I don't know. Lions at Rams. Poor Lions. 0-6.
Yeah, oh, it better be 0-7. The Rams are winning this game.
The Rams are so good.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how they lost that.
We witnessed that show firsthand.
Yeah, Matt Stafford is – he's good. He's I always like Matt Stafford. Bears at Buccaneers. Oh, Bucks.
Bucks.
By a lot, too. I think it should be by a lot.
They're favored by 12.5.
Yeah. Texans at Cardinals. Cardinals will be 7-0 after this week.
Yeah. Cardinals are also favored by 17.5.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not gonna lie. If I was an avid sports bettor, I would probably pick the Texans to cover the spread.
Yeah, but they lost 34-3 last week.
That's an 18-point spread, though. You know how hard that is to. That's hard.
It's very hard to cover. No, it's a lot of points.
I don't know.
They lost by 30 last week.
Yeah, to the Colts too. So
yeah,
maybe.
So maybe. Colts at Niners.
Why are the Niners only 2-3? Oh, they had a bye week. I forgot.
And their quarterback. Garoppolo got hurt, and then Lance got hurt. I don't even know who's playing quarterback this year.
Lance is hurt? I didn't even see that.
He got hurt, and then they had the bye week. So I don't know. I don't know who's playing.
I'm still taking the Colts, though. I think picked up T.Y.
Picked up T.Y. Hilton? Get back on the horse? I'll take the Niners.
I think he'll have a good game.
That's a Sunday night game, too. They couldn't have made Ravens-Bengals the Sunday night game? Or Titans-Chiefs?
Ravens already had a primetime game, though, so they're not giving them another one.
Yeah, but just give them another one. The Chiefs are on primetime, like, every other week.
Yeah, but again, it's the Chiefs.
I know, but the Ravens are really good, too. I mean, Saints at Seahawks. Like, the Seahawks. The Seahawks have had, like, 2 or 3 Monday or Sunday night games already.
Yeah.
The Thursday, they had a Sunday. Now they have a Monday. It's like 4 out of the – whatever. Geno.
Geno
versus Jameis. Oh, Geno.
Geno versus Jameis.
I don't even know if I'll watch that game.
I will, just because it's football.
I will. It's football. I don't watch football. Who are you taking?
The Saints.
I'll take the Seahawks and hope for the
Geno.
Best.
Geno.
Hope Alex Collins can get me some points. I also picked up, like, every Ravens running back off the waiver wire because I have no idea. Or not Ravens, Seahawks. Seahawks running back because I don't know who started. So I have Rashad Penny and DJ Dallas.
I have Collins, though. We can work that.
No, I have Collins. You have Carson.
Oh, did I trade you Collins? I did. Yeah, I traded you Collins. Yeah. That's right. Made a good trade. I'm very happy with that trade.
No, it was a good trade. You had to do it. Who did I give you?
That was a fair Rocket? Trade. That was, like, probably, no joke, the fairest trade I've done in fantasy football.
Yeah. Both got what we wanted.
I think I'll be all right. We'll see, though.
Who are you playing this week? Let's tell Tommy the people about.
This is a bounce back home. Game for Happy Holidays this week, baby. I'm bouncing loser back going home. At 3-4.
Actually, Richie's probably coming in last. Probably. He might not win another.
Are we
game.
Determining loser by a poop bowl or what?
No, it's just last place.
Oh, we should do the poop bowl. Because the two do the poop bowl? Last two seeds. Yeah, we have to. Because the last two seeds played each other.
We'll talk about it.
You know.
We'll talk about it. Flush the toilet.
I think we could do that.
Oh, we'll talk about it. Give Richie a chance to redeem himself because we all know he's going to be one of the last two seeds.
Yeah, he's always one of the last two
seeds. I played Dylan this week, the juggernaut, but he has everyone on bye, so I got lucky.
Yeah. I'm making a trade with Dylan next week after the bye weeks. We agreed to a trade.
What's the trade?
I don't know if I'm going to tell you, but I'll tell
is
you.
Is it for Amari Cooper?
It is for Amari Cooper. I am trading him Mark Andrews and Chris Carson for Amari Cooper and Dawson Knox.
I like that trade for you. I like that trade for you.
I'm stealing. That is
a steal. If you look, you're taking Amari Cooper from Dylan. Dylan also has Cooper Kupp, Brandon.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Dylan's probably going to win the league.
Jamar Chase, Shepard's still solid, and Mike Williams. You're getting the better end of that trade. But overall, you're just making it easier for Dylan to win because he's getting Mark Andrews.
Yeah. I mean, Mark Andrews is good for 20.
It benefits both of you. He was telling me he wanted.
Is Knox hurt, by the way?
Bye week.
Knox is hurt? No. I think he might be hurt.
Oh, no.
I think he got hurt on the game last night or two nights ago. I could be wrong. I could be talking out of my butt, but. Let's see. Show me your tutties. It's a great fucking name.
You got anything else for the people? Yeah, the Knicks are doubtful. Back tonight. Oh, he's doubtful? Well,
oh, my God.
Week,
he has surgery. Why am I doing this trade?
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I mean, you don't have to do the trade. Just revise it.
Oh,
get another player.
Maybe Kittle. I'll take Kittle back.
Yeah, but he's on IR. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, damn, that sucks. Maybe I'll just do Cooper for...
Who's your backup tight end?
I don't have one.
You have one. He's just not good.
Oh, yeah, I have Njoku.
All right, I forgot. Else for the people?
We'll see.
Trying to think. The Knicks are back tonight.
Oh, they are.
And they play the Celtics. The you don't care about the NBA, but I care about
the NBA. I watch the NBA.
Knicks are favorite.
All I care about is when Seton Hall just destroys St. John's.
Why you gotta? Out of nowhere.
St. John's is ahead of us in the preseason rankings.
I was about to say, what is the projections here? Because we have probably two of the best players in the conference.
That's a bit of a stretch. You're forgetting about Jared Roden. And Miles Kale.
Posh won Freshman of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. And Champagny was on the first team. And
Pish Posh.
Pish Posh. Get out of here. And Champagny led the conference in scoring. No, you can't do that.
Don't matter.
All right. We'll see what the Giants can do this week. We'll see how Jack's fantasy team does this week.
I hope I get a win.
We hope we all win. Or if we lose, we hope Gettleman gets fired. But Jack cannot fire himself as GM, so we'll see what happens.
I can turn my team over, but that's not going to happen.
All right, go Blue.
Go Blue.